أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين تولوا منكم يوم التقى الجمعان إنما استزلهم الشيطان ببعض ما كسبوا ولقد عفى الله عنهم إن الله غفور حليم. All this based on the battle of Uhud, and the actual subject matter is how Islah must be made of a person. Even this great battle of Uhud, the purpose of it, Allah explains, is that how to purify the Sahaba. And from there, the lessons that we take, how to purify ourselves. As we have read and repeated many times, that due to the error of understanding by some Sahaba, of the group of 50 that were posted on that pass in the mountain, 40 of them made an error in their judgment of the instruction of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on account of which an open victory turned into a total loss and failure and defeat. And then sorrow upon sorrow came upon the Sahaba. We also say it's common in our language, when difficulties and hardships come, it doesn't rain, it pours down. And so we also face such conditions. Of course, we think that they are very heavy conditions, but they are absolutely nothing compared to what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had to go through. But of all this, the important lesson of all this big discussion is that how we should make our Islam. So yeah, again Allah repeats it as a summary, and Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمَعَانِ. جو لوگ تم میں سے ہٹ گئے جس دن لڑے دو فوجیں. Those of you who moved from the places, that is in that mountain pass of all the Sahaba, which numbered a big number, 40 of them made this error in their judgment and misunderstood the command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they moved away when the two armies met, the army of the Muslims and the army of the Kuffar. And then Allah Ta'ala says, after they made that error in their judgment, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. So, ان کو بہتا دیا شیطان نے ان کے گناہ کی شامت سے. And this was that شیطان made them, misguided them on account of that error of theirs, which Allah Ta'ala refers of that sin they had committed. It was not a sin, it was just that they misunderstood the command of Allah Ta'ala. In here, there is a great lesson that even if we unintentionally misunderstand a sunnah and we act accordingly, then we will have problems in our lives. Now let us think how many sunnahs we destroy. Whether we were making the sunnah of miswak, each one of us should see that is a very important sunnah. And for those of us who replace it with the toothbrush, that is the shabbu bil kuffar, how serious is that? A very big matter like namaz. How many of us are indifferent to namaz, negligent of namaz? Those of us who are performing, our postures of namaz are not correct. And we don't think one bit that I should correct my namaz. So we are way, way out. So we cannot expect the help of Allah. And the condition of the Muslims presently in the world is not because of the kuffar's enmity. They're plotting against us. They're fighting against us. It is our own actions which have brought this. Whether it is Palestine, whether it is Syria, or whether it is Somalia and Sudan, anywhere, whether it is our condition here, we are under the kuffar. The government of the non-believers is over us, which could never be expected of Muslims, and never could it be accepted by Muslims. But we are all happily living under, and we'll go and vote also for kuffar candidates. And for a kuffar system, we'll go and vote also. And we don't think anything wrong about it also. So far we have gone from our deen that we're not even understanding in the least, but that we are very, very far from our deen. So Allah Ta'ala said that all that is because shaitan had misguided them because of some of the wrong. Just because of some of the wrong they had done, that is, they misunderstood that command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should also think how much we turned away and disobeyed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And all this, the example of it is, a person faces problems in his life. It may be financial problems, domestic problems, health problems, whatever. And many times, many problems come one after the other. A motor car accident, somebody passing away, some dear person who was a breadwinner in the family, all these problems. One attitude is of those people who have contact with Quran and Hadith, who have contact with the ulama, they will go and take advice from there. And when they will take the advice, they will be given the advice, make tawbah istighfar, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Al-inabatu ilallah wa ruju ilallah, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And when they do that properly, then Allah eases and their life goes where they went backwards 20 steps. Allah takes them 200 steps in front. And now they come much more closer to Allah Ta'ala. But those people who don't turn to Quran and Hadith, who don't turn to the ulama for advice, they go, for example, now to counselors, to get some advice from the counselors. And they will give them counseling which is totally against Quran and Hadith. Many cases, they will put them on antidepressants. And those antidepressants, you become dependent upon them. And after that, the side effects, you become a mental case. You become completely useless. So that is the wrong direction. And unfortunately, by and large, all Muslims also, we follow the pattern of the people of the world. We don't turn to Quran and Hadith. We haven't got connection with Quran and Hadith. Yet, we are now discussing this, listening to it. This is a once-off thing. After that, we won't even pay attention to this. And what about the millions of people who don't pay any attention to this? They don't have connection with the Quran, connection with ulama. So we just do the things how worldly people do, which are kuffar. And we think that is the right way. That is the complete wrong way. The way is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we can see that how Allah Ta'ala made the Sahaba, the highest, the greatest people of the Ummah, what He made them go through so that He could purify and clean them. And then after that, for the Sahaba, Allah says, and anyone who will follow the right path, that when problems come, we realize it's because of our gunas. We make tawbah. How many of us, we are facing problems in our lives, but do we make tawbah? We don't even say the words of istighfar in tawbah. And that is what we have to do. Turn to Allah. Ask Him for forgiveness. Then He will open the way. The solution is in nobody else's hands, but it is in the hands of Allah. Allah sends the conditions to us, and the only one who can remove those conditions, change them for better conditions, is also only Allah. But we don't turn to Allah. And the way to turn is tawbah, istighfar. Because then we become more regular on our deen. But what we will turn to, we're becoming angry, fighting, shouting, screaming, etc. All those type of things, that is the work of shaitan. And the result of that is more and more problems. So we don't find a solution. And the sad part is, we think that we are in deen. And we are doing everything that just has to be done. I was provoked to do this. If the person, the way which we learn from the Quran, if somebody provokes us, we go more to Allah Ta'ala. We don't make, we don't scream and shout. We go on the musalla and cry to Allah Ta'ala. That is the work, way of a mu'min, and that is what will solve the problem and bring the solution. But unfortunately, though we might be even learned people, we haven't got the slightest idea of how we must correct matters when they come upon us, and how to correct our matters. And then for the Sahaba then, and for everyone, when we do that, turn to Allah. وَلَقَدْ أَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرُنْكُ بَخَشْتُكَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Then Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them. That though Allah took them through all those things, Allah had forgiven them. And once Allah has forgiven them, nobody has got the right to open his mouth with any aspect of the Sahaba. And we just have to respect and honor them. And Allah has forgiven them. And after forgiveness, it is like no sin was committed. So we should not open our mouths, entertain any wrong thoughts in our mind also about the Sahaba. We should take the lesson that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. We don't turn to Shaitan and the work of Shaitan. We turn to Rahman and the teachings of Rahman. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. اللہ بخشنے والا ہے, تحمل کرنے والا ہے. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest of forgivers. If you turn to Him, you will find Allah forgives you. And here Allah coupled it with another quality of His, حَلِيمٌ. Allah is most tolerant. Allah sees and knows what you are doing and what great gunas you are committing, but Allah is tolerant with you. He's not punishing you. He's not making you blind. He's not snatching away your iman. All that, Allah has the right to do that. But Allah is giving you great chance. But we don't take that lesson and we carry on in our animal ways of shouting, screaming and doing obscene and terrible things. We resort to the ways of worse than human kuffar, and we worse than animals also we resort to when a problem comes to us. Whereas to resolve a problem, the Quranic way and the way of Muslims is a very noble and a very, very respected way how to overcome problems. Whatever it may be, there is a beautiful way taught in the Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq to come close to our deen and not think that we got a big knowledge of deen and we are big ulama or something. No, but that we realize we have to bring deen and bring it practically in our lives, and in there is our solution. Wa akhiru da'wana.